Welcome to the Renee Richards Show with your host, psychic medium Renee Richards.
And welcome to the show. I'm psychic medium Renee Richards, and it's September 2nd. Time is flying by, and I cannot get the chat room open. So if you're looking for the chat room, nope, not happening. Oh, well, in my world, it's not. And the call-in number, if you'd like to call in, is 319-527-6723. And first time callers always go first. So the dedicated screeners in, they're just screening away to make sure that we have first time callers. Okay. I'm Renee Richards. Okay, so this is a giveaway show, so I'm gonna give away 2 30-minute readings. And this is going to be the last of the giveaways. Last of the giveaway shows for a couple of months because I'm booking in December right now. So let's let some time go and some people get taken care of, and then we'll move on again and do some more freebies. But I'm giving free mini readings today. And my husband is babysitting our 9-month-old Australian Shepherd. He's like he has a firecracker up his rear end, if you know what I mean. He's just crazy. So it tests everybody's patience, right? Because he's young. I mean, when we first brought him home, he was 8 weeks old, and he was just insane. Like, you know, I'm getting older. And anyway, bringing home a puppy was a lot, but I'm glad I did because he is just the most incredible little dog. He's still a baby. He's fully potty trained. He knows how to sit, stay, we call it saluting, where he puts his paw to his nose, and it looks like he's saluting. And then I can shoot him, and he falls down. He jumps through the hoop. He does all kinds of stuff. Shakes, high five, spin this way, spin that way. I'm running out of things to teach him. He's so smart. And this is all about really spirituality, right? I'm going to go to the phones in just a minute. But it really is about spirituality. And mediumship. I think that's one of the most important and the most healing tools you could ever have or need or use. Is mediumship. And I think that the days of woo-woo readings where you just talk about, well, some people like that, but it's validation now. You have to have some sort of validation. So I think that's really important, that you have validation with your readings. And I always say when people are going to go get a reading, number one, you need to have to be recommended for a reading by a friend or a reputable website or something like that. But you need some information on the medium to make sure they're not, not honorable or reputable or any of those things. So that's an important thing. Okay, so I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick the winners. Okay, so one winner is number 15, Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, maybe I better wait because they're not numbered yet. But I guess I'm going to go ahead and play my disclaimer.
Please be aware that when calling into the Renee Richards Show, the possibility of names, dates, and some personal information will come up in the reading, as Renee is a conduit for spirit. Renee cannot edit this information, and she must say what spirit gives her. Renee Richards is not a medical intuitive, financial advisor, or physician. The Renee Richards Show is broadcast on other networks and throughout the Internet. All rights reserved for entertainment purposes. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to play this for 1 minute while I do something. Something came up. Okay, I'm back. Is that some weird music or what? I love that. Okay. Well, I'm going to go to, since there's no first-time callers that I see, I'm going to go to a repeat caller. Okay, let's see. Now, where am I? My eyes just jumped. Okay, Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. Now, what did you say?
You gave me a massage for my husband, then I got a chance so I can have another little question.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
I say, give a message for my husband, please.
Okay, so you're looking for mediumship, right?
Yes.
Okay, and your name's Maria.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Maria, do you live in a place where there's a lot of I feel like there's a lot of spirits around you, a lot of energy.
Thank you.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like you live in a house where there's a lot going on there. Have you lived there long?
No, with my daughter.
Oh, okay. Is there someone named, boy, okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to say the name. It's too different for me. Is there a connection with somebody that's passed with a birthday like in June?
Yes, my husband.
Okay. And is that something Tano? Like Tano?
Yes, my husband, Gaetano. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I trust you.
Okay, so he comes forward, and he was much older when he died. I mean, he seems like he's, of course, he's older. He's, but what I am getting also is that Did he die a while ago?
Yes, 10 years ago.
Okay. So he's been around you for a long, long time, right? He has.
Yes.
He's been around you for a long time. And I think he's in that house. But not only him, there's other people too. But your husband, did he used to smoke? I smell like either a pipe or a cigar or cigarettes.
No. A cigarette and then they stop smoking.
Yeah, but on the other side, I think he's having a good time smoking cigarettes or something. It smells like tobacco. He said that, you know, he doesn't mean that he's scaring you, like, but that he says that when your time comes, he's going to be there for you. He's so proud of, do you have a daughter?
Yes.
And does she live with you? Because he said he's so proud of the daughter. So I don't, does she live with you? Did you say yes or no?
Yes, yes.
Because what he's saying is that he says she takes care of her and I'm so proud, and that Maria, that's you,
yes,
would be, yeah, would be so lonely without her. And how wonderful it is that she is there with you. And he also, he thinks that where you're at is going to be okay, and that it's a good thing that you stayed in the house. He says he's so excited to talk to you, and that, did you take care of him when he was sick? Because he's saying thank you for
yes,
all you did for him. He's just so thrilled of everything that you did. And he, oh boy. So now he's talking about how, it's almost like he's talking about how you met. Well, no, he's saying, kind of. So he's saying that you were the love of his life, and that he always loved and respected you, and he thought you were so beautiful, and that he is just a sweetheart. Was he a sweet man? Because he sure seems like it.
Yes.
Yeah, very sweet. And he's how much he absolutely adores you. Now, I feel like, were you two introduced, or did you meet somewhere out?
Yes, I met at work.
Oh, at work. Because he remembers the first time he met you, you know.
Yeah, at work.
He remembers the first time and how beautiful you were. And he thought you were beautiful. Did he always wear like a sweater that goes over a shirt that buttons up?
Yes.
Yeah, he has on like a tan sweater and it's buttoned up. Did he wear a, also, I don't know why, but I keep seeing him in a hat, like a, almost like a Gatsby hat. Did he wear a hat at all?
Even in a while, not so much.
Yeah, he has on a hat. Maybe he's dressed up to see you. He has a good sense of humor too, doesn't he? Because he's laughing. He's laughing and he's laughing. And he said when you go to bed at night, he's always right there next to you.
Yeah.
And is your mother in spirit?
My mother passed away in Italy. I'm going to go now
and it. Well, your mother is with him, and now I can't get a name from her, but what is it?
Antonina.
Antonina. Yeah, I would never get that probably. And she is beautiful, and she is young. She looks young, and she just puts her hands together. And then she does the sign of the cross. you know, like the cross. And she puts her hand together like praying, and she's just saying, that's so good. It's so good. So you're going to Italy, and that really is wonderful for her, because you're going to see a lot of different things of where you, you know, she used to live and things like that. So you've got a lot of people over there on the other side. And yeah, and they're very much wanting to send you lots of love. Your husband is absolutely in love with you. And he does. He's absolutely in love with you. So, and you know, the wonderful thing is that someday when you're ready to cross over and go to the other side, when you're, that's a long time, when you're ready, you'll both be young again and see each other and be able to celebrate your life. And he keeps talking about somebody named Kathy.
My daughter.
Oh, he just, he's so proud that she's living, that's the one that lives with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very proud that she lives with you. And that you're being, that you have come, is she going to go to Italy too?
Of course.
Oh, that's going to be a fun trip, I think. I think you're going to have a blast. So... okay, my dear, I hope that helps you. And
Elise, you ask my address too, maybe one day I'm going to call it private. I can ask you something else, please. You see me, I got to receive a settlement from my husband, the insurance. I want to buy a house in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, answer me this question, please. Please, please.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
Thank you very much. I gotta receive a settlement from my husband's insurance. Yeah, I wanna buy a house or a little villa in Italy near the water. You can see I get it soon, I'm gonna buy it. No, not at the time.
You mean on this trip?
No, next trip. Because I not received this element yet.
Yeah,
I don't know when
it's going to take some time. I think by the next trip, you'll probably be able to find something that you love. And you know, you're really meant to have a place in Italy. So I think you are going to get that. But with the help of people in Italy that you know, that are maybe family, and your daughter, I think that's going to go ahead and move through for you. Because I think that it's really meant to happen. And I think everybody on the other side is cheering you on for it. So, I think not this time, but maybe by the next time you go that you'll be able to find something. Thank you, Maria, so much for calling. I really appreciate it. wait a minute now. Okay, so I'm going to go to Alyssa. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so excited. I'm good. I'm really excited.
Well, you just never know what's going to happen on this show. You know, And sometimes I try to get, you know, the screener to help so much, but they always try to get the first time callers first. So
thank you very much.
You're welcome. So you're interested in mediumship, right?
Yes.
So, I keep seeing is your mom on the other side?
No, she's alive.
Well, this is a woman.
Okay.
Okay, just a minute. This is a very sassy woman. Would that be a grandmother or an aunt or somebody or a great aunt?
I had. And, what can you tell me what she looks like, kind of? Or
she has. This woman has dark hair. Well, when she was younger, and liked to dress nicely, and she has she's sassy, let's say, and she can have a sharp tongue when she wants to, but she's fine right now. But I mean, she's like, oh, she knows who I am. She knows who I am.
That's my grandma. That's my grandma. She was like my mom. She was like my mom.
And she says, you know, she said, you are an amazing, she thinks you're an amazing person. You're a good person, she said. And she said, you know, she felt that way towards you and cared deeply about you. Do you have children?
Yeah, I do.
And she's, do you have a little girl?
I have none of my kids are little anymore, but I have my youngest is 13 and it's a boy, and then I have three older girls, but I'm a grandma also of a little girl.
And none of them have children?
My kids do have children, my daughter does.
Is it a girl?
Yes. I have two granddaughters, actually.
Oh, God. Whichever one is the shortest one of the two, she keeps talking about her, and because she knows about all of them, and there's something special about her she keeps talking about. She's saying also, she just thinks she's really special. She said, look what you made with the daughters and the son, and look at those beautiful children that you made. She said, they're all a pain in the butt, but they're worth it.
Yeah, that sounds like something she would say.
And she said that they've toughened you up and helped to make you who you are, and to her, that's real. You're really special. So the biggest thing she wants to tell you is that she is around you. She loves you so much, and she said, "Don't you worry about anything." She said, "Because everything is smooth sailing." She said, "You may think it's not going to be, but it's going to be." And you don't have health issues, do you? Who has, or maybe you do? Who has health issues?
I don't know. I need to go to the doctor probably.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I've been needing to go.
This is just like a warning. It's nothing that's going to kill you, but that you need to go. And she is talking about health issues. I would assume that's you. If nothing else rings a bell, you know what I mean? So
yes.
I would go with that. And she looks like she worked hard in her life. The only reason I say that is because she shows me her hands. And it looks like a lot of cooking, a lot of taking care of kids, a lot of washing hands. But that was her joy, was to take care of you. Even though she's on the other side, she still has a lot of joy in taking care of you. So it's, that love that she has for you is incredible. So I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. You just never know what's going to happen, and I'm glad somebody came through. I knew somebody was standing by, so, and there usually always is. If I can't pick it up, it's not you, it's me. So there you go. Okay. Have a nice evening, and thank you so much for calling. Okay. I'll wait. I'll take this one. I'm going to take... Hi, Karen. Karen, are you there?
Yee-hoo. Hello.
Ah,
hello?
There you are. Hi, how are,
yeah,
how are you?
I hit the mute button by accident trying to get to the call page. Anyway, I'm here. thank
how are
you. I've been enjoying it. I'm good, thank you. I'm happy to have discovered your show.
Good.
Oh, yes. And the other readings were very nice, so I'm looking forward to seeing who you might connect with. I have a lot of people on the other side.
Is there a daughter on the other side or somebody who is like a daughter? This is a younger female. It feels definitely like there's a connection that she either was like a daughter or she was a daughter. And she died young. She was younger. No?
I don't have any children. They're alive.
Right. And I think that it even could be somebody that was like a daughter to you. And now an elderly woman steps in next to her. And she's saying you don't remember her. Is there a connection to New York with you or the East Coast?
I'm in New York.
Okay.
I've always lived here, not in New York City, but in New York.
Well, this woman has a strong kind of like, you can tell she's from like, I don't know about accents. It could be like Brooklyn, New York, something like that. And then standing next to her is a man in a suit with a tie, with dark hair. Do any of those people ring a bell?
Well, maybe my father in the suit, but I still don't know who this young woman is.
I don't either.
But she was young. Sorry.
Well, she's showing me, so I would think she's young. And she has light-colored hair. Did you used to work with somebody that was... that you could make a connection like that where they, because I feel like this might be somebody you worked with. And I feel like, now this is probably part of a soul family also, but I feel like the father, if this is your father, and they hang around together. So they're part of, she's part of the family somehow. She's part of the family. I don't know if she's related somehow further back or to an aunt or somebody. But I also feel like somehow she was connected to your family by working too. So maybe she worked for them. I don't know. Back in the day, long time ago. Also, now let's go with the father figure guy. He has on a suit and a tie, and it definitely looks like it's 30s or 40s. I would probably say early 40s. And was he a businessman?
I'm sorry, a what man?
A businessman, your dad.
Oh, attorney.
Yeah. So he was a professional, more of a professional guy.
Yeah.
He looks like it. And he looks like a lot, and he said that, you know, I think he was gone a lot of the time and he was busy, but I feel like he was a good father. I mean, I don't think he was perfect, because he says that you were really different growing up.
Probably. I think I've always been different.
That's good. It's bad at all. But, I mean, it's cute because he's saying, you know, she was really different, and that's okay. He goes, but she wasn't like everybody else, and that you stood out separate from everybody else, and that you still to this day are that way.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And that, you know, when he was on the other side, when he died, he actually understood why you were the way you were. And how different you were, and that he could really appreciate that. And he says, you know, are you still working or are you retired? Because he's saying you're a hard worker.
Well, I'm not working at a formal job. I'm trying to do things for myself. I'm working a lot now to heal and open up my, you know, spiritual gifts and things like that. So
yeah,
I'm kind of, I drive myself a lot to try to watch this, do that meditation, things like that. So maybe that's what he needs right now. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because they can see things, you know, that we can't see, that's for sure. But I would encourage you to open up your yourself more and learn more. Meditation is the key to everything. It always has been. It always will be. And I know people always say that, but that is the truth. Because what happens during meditation is you make a real strong connection to your higher self and your soul. And that's where all the good information comes from. So, and you're never too old. And really, that is the God's truth. I have seen, and a lot of people are waking up and making time now for that part of it. You know, your father had strong intuition. He wasn't, I think that he used that in his practice, you know, for working with people. And he...
Probably.
Yeah, and he never really talked about it. But I think that he said that when he passed, it wasn't what he thought. It was different. It was better. Thank goodness. And that he learned a lot, and he's still learning on the other side. And he said that, so your mom is on, your mom's passed, right? Or not? Or
yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
She went first.
So... was your mother, like, really pretty?
My mother? Yes.
Mm-hmm. This woman on his arm, and she looks beautiful to me. Of course, I'm, you know, I mean, she doesn't even really need makeup. She has on lipstick, but her hair is beautiful and soft. And she says how much she loves you. And that they're... so they're both willing to help you from the other side. And what does that mean? That means that, they'll talk to you. And what they'll help you do is make those connections and learn how to hear and see spirit. So I would work with them first. You also have a guide around you. You have a very strong female guide. And I don't know, she kind of looks like she could be a warrior, kind of. And so that's good.
Cool.
You need a warrior, yeah. So she also, because like when I was saying that they were going to help you with your gifts, She came busting in and said, well, I'm here. So,
did you say warrior or warrior?
Warrior. Like a warrior woman.
With a W.
Yes.
Okay,
why,
yeah.
What'd you think I said?
I wasn't sure if it was that or a lawyer. I thought
no,
maybe lawyer.
No, no, no. No, no, no. She's a warrior woman. So what is she? She's there to teach you about strength, belief in yourself, and to keep moving forward. And when you don't move forward, believe you me, she's going to give you the energy to keep to go forward. So it's like a kick in the butt. But she's very, she's been around you for a while. I would say a long time, though, because she's coming in to give you the strength that you need. And really, a lot of the times, I think that's part of you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, years ago, I was told I had a guide named Cassandra. But I have a feeling it's different more now. That was when I was pursuing... Yeah.
They always change. They'll change. Guides will change. I don't think they leave, per se, maybe, but they definitely will change because you always need to be stepping up and stepping up as you grow. So a lot of that will come in the form of a guide. And, you know, we all need kind of help or guidance. From teachers, and that's what I think that's all about. So that she's real strong around you.
Do you have any room for her, or are they like, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I would just in meditation, or even like when you're just doing things around the house or whatever, keep asking for your guide to come through. Keep asking for her to come through, and then to tell you her name so you can hear her name. And may, if you can't hear, then do some automatic writing where you can write it out. Because I really think you need to get the name.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I meditate, but I don't think that I get any messages. And then I'll get frustrated, and then something will come, but I think it's my brain just trying to step up and, well, here's something.
Well, you have to trust in whatever you get. And then if you meditate again and the same information comes through, then I would start to trust it. If you're consistently getting the same information over and over, you have to believe it. And have you had the rug pulled out from you or something? Like something really... set you spinning, like somebody pulled the rug out, you know, emotionally?
Yes, I feel that way.
Yeah, because I was going to say the rug feels like it was pulled out from you, just emotionally. And that's going to be okay. And that's probably to make room for something else that's going to come in. A lot of times we have to go through that for something else to come popping in. So don't let that dissuade you that you feel that way. Try to see the higher purpose of it, and that'll encourage you to keep moving forward. Okay, Karen, thank you so much. Okay, now, so it's, okay, so it's caller number 10 and caller number 15. So I'm going to go to those people right now. Filson, I'm not saying that right. Filson, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
I'm here.
Okay, so you want a 30-minute reading.
Oh, my God.
So all you have to do is email me at mediumreneerichards@gmail.com. And when I see your name, I'll know it's you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And I'll be coming back to you in a minute. Okay. And the next number is 10. Okay. Dion?
Yes?
You want a 30-minute reading?
What's that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what I want you to do is email me at mediumreneerichards@gmail.com, and I will be doing that tomorrow looking for him, okay? So mediumreneerichards@gmail.com with your name, and then I will send you a link, okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. That is awesome.
Okay, you're welcome. Yay! So there, okay. So now I'm going to go to, oh no, not that one. Okay, sorry. No, not that one. Yeah, here we go. I'm going to Lucy.
Oh my God, I said you would come to me. Yay!
Look at that. Look at you.
You're
co-creating.
Oh, of course. I love it. Thank you so much. Whatever divine messages you have, or if you have messages from those who have crossed over, go ahead.
Okay.
This is my first time, so.
With a medium? Or calling in?
No,
here?
With you. Yeah, no. Okay. Not the first time with a medium. Yep.
Okay, good. So you understand stuff. Me and my papers, you know, I scribble the whole time. So
yeah,
I
write too. Yep.
Okay, so the first thing I heard was a male voice that told me, you have to get busy. So does that make any sense to you?
I am busy. Yeah, I am busy. Oh, okay.
But are you busy working on yourself?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been doing this for years.
And so are you a reader, or what do you do?
Yes, I have done it. Yes, yes. But I really wanted to know about my art.
Okay.
But yes, I am a reader, and that's why I connect with you when I was listening to you.
So artwork that is done, that is channeling information.
Right.
Well, first off, who's the male on the other side that is talking to me? Is that your father?
No, I have quite a few, yes. I mean, I have my father that crossed over, but I have a lot of those that have crossed over that are male.
Well, this guy has...
But it might be my dad.
Well, let me describe what he looks like. He has a mustache?
No.
Not your dad?
No.
Do you know who that is with a mustache?
No, maybe great grandfather, but you know, I didn't really associate with them because I live in another country.
But you know, that doesn't mean anything, right?
Right. I don't know. Like, I don't know if they had a mustache, but I don't think so, but it's okay.
Yeah. This is like one of those little mustaches that, they used to, keep real, real thin with the kind of. And I think that's 30s and 40s. I don't know. He also used to put his hands in his pockets a lot and wiggle his hands back and forth. And he's laughing. He has a really good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
What was your grandfather's name?
One of them was, what was my grandfather? Carmen.
Yeah.
He might be the funny one because the other one is not funny.
Yeah, this guy's
this
funny.
This might be him. Yeah.
And he has kind of has an
accent.
He kind of has an accent like you do. So,
yeah.
and he's saying, yes, you're busy, busy, busy. And he said that. So do you know that this ability of mediumship and the spiritual connection runs in your family?
Yes, I think so. My mom, she's very,
mm-hmm.
but she always is intuitive with those who are about to cross over. And I can hear those who cross over too sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So what he's saying is that this is a natural ability for you. No wonder you can connect in. He goes, that's not something when he was here, he really would have talked about that much. He also says that, do you know that there's a lot of gypsy energy connected to your to this family that you're in? There's some kind of gypsy thing going on in there somewhere.
I don't know, but I know my parents used to say I was like a gypsy.
Maybe that's why you're saying that.
I never met my grandfather, Renee. I never met my grandfather, so I don't remember. You know what I mean?
Right. So your artwork, what you're doing is, Lucy, you're channeling energy when you do your artwork, and you are creating. Right. And so when we're creating, when we're creating, somehow it opens up this part of us that we don't use as much. And we start making real strong connections to our higher self and soul. And the soul very much is connected to the divine and already knows all about it. We hear have to relearn it every time we decide that we're going to reincarnate.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you forget all about it, then you got to find it again. So your artwork can be very important. And I think that is it abstract? Because I see a lot of color, or is it of people?
Yes.
It's abstract?
It's of women. It's of women, and I don't look at any, it's representational, it's figurative, but they are people that don't exist, you know, but they are quite spiritual, and it's almost like they speak. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
I know exactly what you're saying. I used to paint, and it would be like a hologram, and it would, it would come out at me. And it would speak to me about if I wanted to do a reading. That's how I first started. If I wanted to do a reading, I would paint with my hands. And then after talking to the person or looking at the person, just their vibration, and then all these things would come out of the painting. So I think that's what you're doing. It's the same type of thing.
Yeah, somebody told me that too. I don't know, but I want to know where is it going to lead, you know, like, you know, because I have an ambitious side too.
You have what?
An ambitious side, you know.
Oh, there's
nothing. I think that they have to be out.
Yeah, and you should start getting them out. Either you can sell them by, you know, one by one, or maybe even get a show of some kind. The hard part is getting a connection to somebody that will understand what you're doing and then would be willing to have like a spiritual, you know, explain what this is and then let people look at them and then get their feelings also, what they feel coming from the painting. But I think what these women aren't of people that are here, right?
No, they're not.
These are from the other side.
These are like muses. These are like muses of inspiration. That's what
they are. So they're speaking through you. I think that that's amazing. And I think that something really could come.
I mean, I've had
it.
Success already. I've been, you know what I mean? I don't want to give it all away, but I've had success with it. But I want to know if it's going to go to another level, you know?
It will when it's ready. I think you're already being directed in that way. Do you see what I'm saying? And so as it steps up, you step up with it. Then it's making the connections to people who understand what you're trying to express. And even if they don't, the beauty of them will be appreciated and it will be taken in that way. But you are going to do well with, and I also think that you're going to grow a lot more, even more than what you're doing now, which is seems pretty up there. But you are definitely channeling these this information that's coming through in these paintings. So I think the only thing you need to do, it's marketing, 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 and making the right connections. I'd be pretty picky about my connections as to selling them, like where you would sell them and things like that. But
what do you feel about Europe? Oh, sorry. I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, no, that's okay. You have a drive. That drive is right behind you pushing you, and it's meant to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, the universe doesn't want you to not have the things that you need or want. The universe wants to give you those things. You have a vehicle to do it. Now all you have to do is keep moving forward through it. A lot of people...
I've been doing it for a long time, Renee. Oh, God. Oh.
Well, it's time for marketing and to get it out. You've already had some success, but I think success is going to be even more than what you've experienced. It's just getting it out in the right places. Mm-hmm. I do. I truly believe that. And, Europe also.
Yeah.
I would definitely tap into that. Sometimes European countries are more open to some of that stuff too than we are.
So I am Italian, you know, so maybe that is like Europe is more, I don't know, I feel a more connection to it, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I definitely think you should do something though and keep moving forward with it. And as you do that, it's going to step it up even more and more and more. So you're going to get the direction that you need. You have everything you need. You know what you're doing. I feel like you're really connected. And that
what about financially? Oh, sorry.
No, that's also going to, that's what I'm talking about, is so that you can have the things that you need and want. You are channeling divine energy that is coming from the spheres, you know, different spheres of energy. Yes, of energy. And in each one, they'll be so different. So I would definitely move forward with that. It's marketing. It's getting someone to represent your interest. It's, you know, it takes a lot, but it's worth it. I really do think you're going to do well, Lucy. I believe in you. I can feel it. I can feel it.
Awesome.
I can feel.
That'd be awesome. I wanted to tell you something. When I first listened to your call, you had Maria on. My mom's name is Maria. My dad passed away, and his birthday was in June. And then we're Italian, too. Isn't that crazy? I thought that was kind of cool. I was like, oh, my God,
You know, it does happen that way, too. Sometimes people piggyback on other
synchronicity.
People. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm so happy that I connected with you because I listened to you and I said, no, she's authentic. Because, you know, there's a lot of mediums that come on these radio shows, but you were authentic. And I said, I am going to listen to her tonight because I don't stay up that late for me.
I don't either. As soon as I'm done
that's
here,
crazy.
I go to bed at 7.
Yeah, I go to bed early too, and I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, I go to bed
so
really
happy
early.
I connected.
But that's my time. You know, that's my time where I meditate, I decompress, and it's just me. And I like that. So I need that. Lucy, best of luck to you. You don't need it though. Okay. Sarah, one of my most famous.
Yes.
I'm famous. No. One of my most, I love the name Sarah. I always have. Sarah makes me think of that song. Anyway, so hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. So what's going on?
I've never done this before. It's my first time.
That's okay. So are you in Montana?
No, I used to live in Glendive, Montana in 2003.
Oh,
I actually just moved from North Dakota back to Wyoming.
Okay. So, and you want mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there's two people here. Is your mom alive? Probably,
yes.
Huh? Well, then I don't know who this is. It's a woman who's got very womanly. I mean, very, very feminine, very old-fashioned. And then she has a younger male with her. Is there a younger male that died, passed over? I don't like to say died.
Yes, I had, we had a older, he would have been older than us, but he was 4 when he passed, when it's a brother.
Oh, okay.
Brother. Gonna,
yeah. Now, so, it's funny because he's got one, his hair is shaved at the, you know, on the sides, but then long on top. And it's kind of like a, I guess you'd call him, what the heck? Your grandmother, I think it's your grandmother or great, I don't know who it is, but it's a grandmother, great grandmother. And she keeps saying it's a toe head. I don't, like a blondish, brownish color hair. And he's smiling, and he says, "You probably don't remember me, do you?" Is that, do you think that's your brother? Where is she? What happened to her? Oh, no. Did I lose her? Let me see. Oh, she must have dropped. Oh, crap. Oh, isn't that something? This crazy, nope, she's gone. Oh, okay. Let's see. See if she calls back. I'm sorry, you guys. It's just crazy. She's gone. And I'm at the hour, so I guess I'm going to go, but. Oh, I want to know about the brother. Oh. Well, Sarah, get a hold of me somehow, because now I got to finish it. I feel like I've left her. Okay. Okay, you guys. Well, I guess I'll catch you all. It's been an hour. It's almost 6:30. It's time for bed. Me in bed, right? And if you call next week, first-time callers always go first, and then I move on to the other ones. And thank you so much. Thank you, screener, for screening. I appreciate it. You guys have a great night. I wish I hadn't lost her. Good night.